greatest air check.
We're with you.
Airchecks.com.
KOFY, copy 1050. San Francisco.
Fifty Coffee Radio, The Drifters. Oh, I love that tune. There goes my baby, 1959. Also heard it from a tune, 1957, by the Dell Vikings, Come Go With Me. Want to remind you one more time, every Wednesday night at Cheeks Nightclub, boy, it's Nifty 50s night. And this Wednesday night, our own Kevin Emai, the Hawaiian Rock and Roller, is going to be playing the music for you there. Cheeks Nightclub, 1306 Old Bayshore in Burlingame. Why don't you show on up over there and say howdy to Kevin. Johnny Tillotson now, Coffee Radio. That's true, huh? Flamingo's Lovers Never Say Goodbye, 1959. Johnny Tillotson, it keeps right on a hurtin', 1962. Nifty 1050 Coffee Radio is what you got, the hottest spot on your radio dial. Particular tune rattling around in your mind, you'd rather hear it on your radio, feel free to call me. The number here is 872-1050, 872-1050, here at the Nifty 1050 Coffee Radio. Blackjack whenever I go to Nevada. Get murdered over there. Jimmy Charles here. Million to one, Nifty 1050 Coffee Radio 1960. Freddie Cannon going to go ride the roller coaster at Palisades Park, 1962. His mother wrote that song for him. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Decided to pen a little tune for his son to sing, see if he could make $1 million, and he did. Not a bad deal, huh?
Oh, I know you've been watching that 50s dance party on TV 20, and I know that you think you've got all of those moves and you got them down. Well, here's your chance to find out for real and win some fantastic prizes in the process. Hi, I'm Denny St. John, and along with James Gabbert, we're presenting the Dole 50s Challenge. It's going to be happening at Lily's Embarcadero 4 in San Francisco. This is your chance to try your hand and body at the twist, the limbo, and the hula hoop. And you can win some terrific prizes in the process, including a stereo compact disc player, a VCR, and a car stereo plus a shot at this, a grand prize, a white 1957 Ford Thunderbird. That's right, a white 1957 Ford T-Bird. So join James Gabbert and me, Denny St. John, for the Dole 50s Challenge Thursday night, June the 12th at Lily's Embarcadero 4 in San Francisco. Also, you can be one of the first to try Dole's new frozen snack, Dole Fruit and Cream Bars, a treat not to be beat. Check it all out. The Dole 50s Challenge, June 12th at Lily's Embarcadero 4 in San Francisco. Be there or be square.
Oh, that's the Dole 50s Challenge. Now, the contests include hula hoop, paddleball, limbo, and a twist. That's right. Do these and get your chance to win some wonderful prizes, including the ultimate prize of a 1957 T-Bird. That's right. Going to be happening on Thursday, the 12th of June at Lily's Embarcadero 4 in San Francisco.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do 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 shaboom, shaboom.
Nifty 1050 Coffee Radio and the chords there, and Shaboom 1956 in that tune. Bobby Rydell and Volare. I love that song. Huh? 1960 for Bobby. Dual 50s Challenge again. That's coming up on June the 12th at Lily's Embarcadero 4 in San Francisco. Gabbert and I will be your hosts. I'm Denny St. John. It is going to be a whole lot of fun. Hopefully we'll see you there. Here's Ray Peterson now by request at 872-1050 in Corina.
I love Corina. Tell the world I do.
Help me run, yeah.
Get her out of my heart.
1950. Whoopee!
Well, from Coffee to the Nifty 1050, that was Dwayne Eddy with a Rebel Rouser. And before that, we were just rolling along here with just a lot of great, incredibly fantastic and wonderful wake-up type songs. It's about 6:08 in the morning, and I'll tell you what I want to do right now before we have Uncle Jim's Giant Amateur Hour. Somebody just called me, was asking me a lot of questions about Coffee Radio, and got to thinking, gee, I bet a lot of you have questions about Coffee Radio, so I'm going to take a couple of calls here. Ask me anything you want to know about coffee, and I'll be happy to try to answer it, 872-1050. It might be informative. You might have some questions about, like, where we came from, or when are we going 24 hours, or what's happening, or why do you do this, and why don't you do that? So give me a call, 872-1050, and we'll call it Speak to the Man.
Join me today at 1 for the 1 o'clock movie. Hi, it's TK, and today I've got Jack Lemmon starring in the wackiest ship in the Army. Today at 1 on Coffee Stereo TV 20.
Okay, so we're going to roll along here in just a minute. As a matter of fact, I got, let me do this real quick.
Who says dreams don't come true? I'd been dreaming for years of a beautiful new kitchen, always sure I couldn't afford it.
Okay, we're going to move on right now. Hello there, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How's it going, Jim?
Not doing too bad for 6:10 in the morning.
Yeah, I heard that. Pretty early here. I wanted to hear a song, The Wanderer.
Yeah.
Wanderer.
By Dion. Do you want to perform it for me?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's Doug.
From?
I wanted to dedicate it to the fertilizer plant in Richmond because that's where I work at. And I got a lot of listeners that I've been telling to listen to coffee out there.
Okay, go ahead.
All righty. Oh, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I hug them, cause I need them all the same. I hug them and I leave them, and they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer.
Okay, I'll play it for you. A little tiny bit, okay?
All right, baby.
Thank you. Morning, coffee.
Hi, James.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Okay, great today, as a matter of fact.
You said that? Call you and ask you any question.
Yeah.
Can I do that?
Sure.
Are you coming to my party?
When is it again? I don't have the date right here. I don't know yet. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I never plan more than about 3 days ahead. I just set everything up for the week that things happen on. I look and say I can or I can't.
Okay.
Like I'm supposed to go to a great big party that Ted Turner's having in Los Angeles tomorrow, and I still don't know whether or not I'm going.
Oh.
I'll find out tomorrow morning, and you'll find out if I'm not here Thursday morning. It's because I got down there and did, party too much.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's call it 6:11 right now, and by golly, Doug, you did such a great job for all them folks out there at the fertilizer factory. Guess what I got for you from coffee. One of the most energetic people I think I've ever had as a guest on our 50s dance party, that was Hank Ballard the Twist from Coffee the Nifty 1050, 1960. And let's call it right now for all practical purposes. It's about 6:17 in the morning. Does anybody out there know, I was just talking to somebody who called, and I mentioned earlier the Goodwill Games. And I'm real curious, does anybody really know what the Goodwill Games are? 872-1050, I'd be very curious as to people's perception as to just what are the Goodwill Games.
TV 20 brings on the summer. It's sizzling hot summer nights starting June 9th at 8. It's explosive action, irresistible force, and nothing gets past him. It's Cannon. Then at 9, it's Quincy. Nothing escapes his sharp scalpel on crime. At 10, Telly Savalas stars as Kojak, a cop that can't stand the sight of crime, and he does whatever he can to keep it off his street. It's sizzling summer nights starting June 9th on Coffee Stereo TV 20.
TV 20.
Be sure and catch that. Monday's a big, big, big day for TV 20 with a lot of great, wonderful, action-packed changes. And it's just going to be super. So,
oh, I know you've been watching that 50s dance party on TV 20. And I know that you think you've got all of those moves and you got them down.
It's the Dole's 50 Challenge, the live contest of the hula hoop, the paddle ball, the limbo, and the twist. Do these and get your chance to win the ultimate prize at 57 T-Bird. I'll be there on Thursday, June 12th. All kinds of judges. That's at Lily's Embarcadero in San Francisco. Good morning, the Coffee Radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm calling about what your question was about the Goodwill Games.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a chance for our countries to compete off the battlefield.
Where did you hear about them?
On TV 20, of course.
I was talking to somebody about them because, you know, it's one of the biggest sporting events of the decade because of the fact that in Moscow we boycotted. Remember, Jimmy Carter boycotted the Olympics because of Afghanistan, I guess it was. And then the Soviet Union boycotted us in Los Angeles. So the American Olympiads have not run competed against the Eastern Bloc. It's been a decade. And so Ted Turner put these together. But, you know, it's interesting because I guess it's Turner that did it, that there's hardly any at all media on it. You just don't see anything in the paper.
I know. We've never seen it anywhere else. That's why we got one. I heard one person hesitate that they only saw it on TV 20, but that is the only place I've seen it.
I know. We were just in a meeting yesterday, turning around and saying, you know, this whole thing is a shame because the newspapers, television, the networks won't touch it at all because Turner's involved with it. And, I mean, it's just a crime.
Yeah, I know. I think there should be a lot of attention to it because it's really important. It's really needed.
Yeah, and it looks like at the moment it's going to be a major, major event. We've been gearing up for it and everything. But
it starts in July, doesn't it?
Yeah, I off the top of my head, I think it's like the 5th of July or the 3rd or 4th. Right, I think it is the 5th. And runs through it's like 2.5 weeks or so. I know that we're going to be carrying like 6 hours a day, 3 in the afternoon, 3 at nighttime, and then a recap at 11 o'clock. So from 8 o'clock until midnight, basically, we'll be running it. And that'll be delayed a couple hours because of the time difference with Moscow. But the afternoon stuff will be carried live.
Yeah, well, we're really looking forward to it. And thanks for putting it on, Jim.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay,
bye-bye. 6:21 is the time. We have Pat Boone coming in right now with Sean King's favorite record.
My name, Jose Jimenez.
No, Jose, you get over in the corner. Your name is Speedy Gonzalez.
It was a moonlit night in old Mexico.
Thanks for calling. Okay, bye-bye. We're running right out of time here, coming right up against Sean King with the news. Let me do this one real quick. Good morning, Coffee.
Yeah, hi, Jim.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question. Are you still taking questions?
Yeah, we've got to do it real quick because Sean is standing by with news.
Okay. You want me to do it now?
No, yeah, do it now.
Okay, I wondered why the niftiest radio on the air is in the niftiest city, and yet you don't mention Burlingame. You're in Burlingame, technically.
The studio technically is in Burlingame. The station is licensed legally to San Mateo.
Uh-huh. And how come you go off the air at sunset?
Because of the United States government.
Oh, they won't let you go off on after sunset?
Without getting too technically involved, but have you ever noticed, like, when you're out in the desert and places, AM signals travel very far at nighttime?
Right.
Okay, at nighttime, our signal starts to carry very far.
Uh-huh.
And way back in the 40s, the United States worked out international agreements with Mexico and Canada. So they allocated certain frequencies for each country that were called clear channels. In other words, that in that country, that signal would not have interference at nighttime.
I see.
1050 is a Mexican clear channel, which means that no station in the United States can broadcast on 1050 at nighttime.
I see.
Now, that's because at nighttime our signal would carry to Mexico. However, the FCC has just concluded a treaty with Mexico. Yesterday, I got authority from the FCC that will allow us to go full-time in July, but we have to construct a whole new tower plant and antenna site and everything. And we will be increasing our power up to 50,000 watts.
Oh, that's great. We'll be looking forward to it.
But it's going to take us probably, by the time we get through all the environmental impact studies and all the FCC studies and all the other studies, you're probably talking about 5 months of construction.
Okay, we can wait that long.
Oh, good. Okay, you go tell 5 people about Coffee, okay?
I sure will.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We're right up against news. Sean King coming up next. After that, Freddie Cannon coming in with Palisade Park.
Coffee 1050. News at 25 and 55.
Remember one thing. I can see everything you're doing. Absolutely everything. You know why? Because yours truly carries a badge. A news badge, and it means I'm authorized to give you the morning report for 625 from Coffee, and by golly, here it is. Muslim factions in Beirut blame each other for heavy fighting that political sources say results from months of conflict between the two sects. Security sources and hospitals say at least 25 people have been killed and more than 125 others hurt in the warfare in West Beirut today. The street-to-street combat trapped thousands of people. Heavy fighting also occurred at refugee camps in South Beirut. The Senate went live on nationwide television yesterday. The first order of business and debate was an appropriation for higher education. It might pass today. Republican leader Robert Dole warned his colleagues against hamming it up for the cameras. Nevertheless, Ohio Democrat John Glenn dusted his bald head with powder on the air. Roman Catholic bishops say the United States economy needs to be reshaped to better meet the needs of the poor. Now, they gave that conclusion in the final draft of a proposed pastoral letter on the economy. The National Conference of Catholic Bishops will vote on the draft in November. President Reagan says he will nominate a Dallas attorney, Lawrence Gibbs, to run the Internal Revenue Service. Gibbs was the IRS from 1972 to 75. He was with them for those years. And if the Senate confirms his appointment as IRS commissioner, he will succeed Roscoe Egger, who is retiring. Japan's prime minister denies that he will seek a third term in office. But party insiders say that Yasuhiro Nakasone could still maneuver to hold on to power after next month's national election. One insider says the Constitution could be revised so Nakasone could have a third term. And oh yes, Congressman Dan Rostenkowski says that he'll plead guilty to a charge of drunken driving. Now, the Illinois Democrat, who is chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, was arrested in Wisconsin on Sunday. He said at a news conference yesterday he made a very serious mistake. Well, the polls will be open in California today. You knew that, didn't you? But of course. But election officials don't expect a big voter turnout. Come on, let's prove them wrong. Perhaps the most visible issue is Proposition 51, which would limit liability to damage awards. The driver of a tour bus that tumbled into the swollen Walker River near Bridgeport has told investigators he wasn't speeding. Investigators add that they found no mechanical problems that could have caused that mishap. And San Francisco health officials report that several women have contracted AIDS from sexual contact with infected men. Now, they say that this indicates the lethal disease is spreading beyond the usual high-risk groups. When accused spy Jerry Whitworth of Davis was earning $23,000 annually as a Navy radio man, he and his wife are said to have lived lavishly. Testimony in San Francisco federal court yesterday shows Whitworth rented expensive cars and held box seats at the opera in 83. The retired senior chief petty officer is accused of tax evasion in addition to espionage for allegedly selling Navy code secrets to the Soviets. He's alleged to have received $332,000 for that information. And get ready, ladies and gentlemen. You know what time it is? It's time for traffic. We're gonna lay it on the line. We'll keep you up to date on the latest information, so stand by. Well, here's the news on the traffic. An injury accident on 101 southbound just past the airport on the overpass leading to 380 westbound. Apparently, the accident is off to the right and not affecting traffic very much. But as emergency equipment arrives on the scene, traffic will be affected. So, please, be on the lookout for that. Let's hope that they get those folks to feel better. Hopefully not too serious there. 101 North, no problems as you head to the city. 580 getting slightly backed up at the toll plaza on the Bay Bridge, but not bad yet. It will be, though. And 580 westbound into Castro Valley is getting heavy as well. And the George Washington Bridge is clear. And oh, yes, the London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. I'm going to have a more complete report in about 25 minutes. The Coffee Traffic Update. Nobody keeps you up to date quite like we do at 10:50. And the good news in sports is that the A's beat Detroit 7-1. Happy days. Fantastic. And it's going to be cloudy this morning. High 63 to 75. Should be nice inland. And now, concerned citizens, be sure to take note. This is the day to get out the vote. Don't be one of those confused souls. Make your way to the neighborhood polls. And now, let's make our way back to the chairman of the board, the rockin' chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, stand by for James Gabbert.
Sean?
Yes, Jim.
This is a quick trivia question.
Oh, okay.
Where is the London Bridge?
Well, let me think. I thought that it was in Rome, but I guess it's in London.
No.
No?
No.
It's not in London?
It's in Lake Havasu.
Lake Havasu?
Didn't you remember the guy bought it and he thought London Bridge was the other bridge and he bought this thing on an auction and they moved it to Lake Havasu and it is one ugly bridge.
You got me.
Bye.
K-O-F-F-Y.
Why? K-O-F-Y. Coffee 10:50.
Airchecks.com.